Can you give some context to the story about Ajahn Chah getting angry and yelling at a monk and then regretting it, practicing with it? And in brackets, context on quote unquote monks getting angry, or the idea masters don't get angry. Well, I think one of the things is that that was, Ajahn Chah was a, he had established Wat Pho Phong. And Ajahn Chah, actually, I remember him saying one time that, he had many exceptional experiences practicing on his own and meditating with other, teachers in other places. But it wasn't until he had to take on the that he took on the responsibility of teaching others that he really gained wisdom. And so he had some very major insight experiences, but and I'm assuming this story is about when Ajahn Chah, and it wasn't that he yelled, it was a novice, and it wasn't that he just yelled at him, but he took after him and he was gonna thrash him. So it was, he was so upset, but it was a breach of kind of etiquette. It was just unbeautiful conduct on the part of the novice, and by Thai etiquette and monastic etiquette is extremely sloppy and completely unbeautiful. And then a novice saw Ajahn Chah had seen him, and then Ajahn Chah just sort of, I don't think he had time to even yell at him. I think he just took after him. And the novice really, really moved. And then Ajahn Chah chased after him for a bit, and then he realized, what am I doing? And he went back to his, he's the first one to admit this was not the act of an awakened being. this is defilement. This is anger. Anger is a stain on the heart. And he went back to his dwelling place, and this is before my time, I think probably even before Ajahn Sumedho's time. And I can't remember, it was either 3 full days or a full week where nobody saw Ajahn. I mean, everybody heard about what happened in the monastery, but nobody went to Ajahn Chah's grave because he didn't come out the whole time. But after he came out, the monks sort of said that they never, because he could be a very fiery character, but nobody experienced his anger after that. It was a wake up call this is a stain, this is a defilement. I need to relinquish this. I have to let go of this. And he worked with that. I certainly never saw him display anger. I certainly saw him display perplexity. I was like, how could you be so stupid? But it wasn't sort of like, oh man, can you believe that? So it wasn't, it just didn't land in the same way. And so it wasn't as if he didn't notice inappropriate thing, or he got at one point he was seeing that kind of standards of etiquette and monastic etiquette and the conduct within the monastery was getting sloppy, and he could be really fiery in those times to sort of kind of, this is really wrong, this is really inappropriate. But it was never directed at an individual, and so this had a different quality to it. I can remember, one of the talks, I mean, it was later in his life even, and it was one of these fiery talks. It was, get your act together, come on, guys. You're not even cleaning the toilets properly. Everybody wants to go and become an arahant and go and practice the path of liberation, and all you leave is a bunch of dirty toilets behind you. He could put it in a way that was incredibly blunt, but actually, okay, well, yeah.